Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast.
Oh,
it's almost Christmas time.
Sorry, I just saw an ad for the Vicar of Dibley on the show, on the TV.
What a great show.
I love that show.
Yeah, it was very wholesome. However,
yeah,
some of those TV shows from days gone by, they can't make them again. They're just politically incorrect.
Now, I heard Mick Molloy talking about this on his show.
Yeah.
Right? So we opened up the phone lines on that, and some of the TV shows a lot of people responded with.
Are you being served?
Aggro's Cartoon Connection.
Yeah.
But the biggest one, we had so many people talking about it, was Benny Hill.
There's no chance in hell you'd be able to do like a show like Benny Hill anymore.
What's changed, though, do you reckon? Just people complaining about everything?
Yeah, I think so. People have just got to be in their bonnet about whatever.
That and a whole lot more in today's podcast here on the Listener app.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Being a Monday, we have this every Monday. What don't we know?
Well, the 1930s, there was a movie made around the Whitsundays on Hayman Island called White Death.
Okay.
There was a guy by the name of Zane Grey. He was the filmmaker, did that. He actually employed a local by the name of, his nickname was Alligator Lee, Boyd Lee. Mm. He used to be a trapper and caught crocs for a living. So he's rung this guy up and he said, "Hey, can you catch me a croc? Because we're going to film on Hayman Island. We need one." He says, "Sure, no worries." Catches it straight away. Mm. Okay. And then they turn around and actually say, "Well, we don't need it for 3 weeks." So hang on, hang on. So what he's done is he's taken it home and put it in the backyard for, until 3 weeks later. So it was like a household pet.
What did he do? What did he feed it?
Oh, chicken, I guess. I don't know.
But did you know?
The things you do for your job.
I know, right?
I can teach you.
I'll have to watch that. White Death, you said.
Yeah, it's from the 1930s, so it's probably a black and white movie, I'd say.
If it's got subtitles, I'm out.
Forgetting things is important for brain health.
Oh, you're a healthy person.
Listen to this. Did you know? Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
I didn't know that.
S-M-A-R-T, mate.
Yeah.
We'll finish off with this one. Humans are what they call, I'm going to stuff this up, Deuterostomes. Yeah, what that means is basically we develop in our womb, our bum hole forms before any other opening, which includes the mouth, nose, and even the ear holes too. So that's the first one to develop.
Listen to this.
But did you know? Guess what?
I have no words.
That's cool.
So you're telling me?
Yeah.
My backside was here before anything else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
So,
did we eat through the back hole? Oh, no, that was through the umbilical.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
No wonder everything tasted like shit.
The umbilical cord. We ate through the umbilical cord, right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not through the bum.
Things you've learned, hey?
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Calling out somebody's name who has downloaded the Listener app and registered to be off to the Vodafone Ashes on us. That'll happen after 8:30 this morning here on Triple M. There's a case of beer on it for us too.
Yeah, so get downloading. We want that slab.
Our silly, 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 silly boss said to us on Friday, "You won't get over 100 registrations."
What did you say?
I looked this morning, we're already past it. So he owes us. He owes us a case of beer. Anyway, get to it now. Listener app, download it today. LISTNR is where you'll find us online.
Either that or the cordial. One of the two.
Beer or cordial?
Yeah.
Cordial.
When you were a kid, you used to go to the footy and the cricket. You'd have the cordial all made up, ready to go, in the 2-litre bottle. And you'd drink that for most of the day. Do you remember that?
No.
You never did that. No. Well, we used to do that all the time.
We just used to buy soft drink. Soft drink.
Yeah, we were poor.
Cordial. It's not poor. I'm 41 and I still have... That's all I have at home now.
So yeah, really?
I have cordial in soda water. That's all I have.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah.
Do you pour the cordial in first though, right?
No. Never. No. No way.
Why not?
No, you put water in first. You put the cordial on top because when you put cordial into a glass, then you put the water in. You know cordial's thicker than water, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't mix around enough.
What a load of bollocks.
And then
of course it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
and then
it does.
If you put water in first and the cordial on top, I watched a YouTube video on that very thing a few years ago. There was this whole, which is the best way to make you cordial.
There's two things as a child growing up in Australia. One, you don't absolutely coast the toast with the Vegemite. The other one is the Cotties cordial goes in first before you put the water in. Those are the two rules.
But don't you find it like it's watery at the top then and then all the...
No, it's all, never.
It's stronger at the bottom of the glass?
I've never had that issue, ever. Even with the fancy cordial.
All my family are water pourers first. Like, we pour the water in first. And then...
Well, you've done it wrong all these years.
1-3-5-3. How do you do it? That's an interesting topic, actually. 1-3-5-3. Do you put the cordial in first or the water in first?
Yeah. How can you? Like, how can you put the water in first?
I thought everybody did it the same way, like water first and the cordial on top.
No, because then you judge how much, like, the sweetness. You can actually put more water in there later on.
Eh? What?
You don't want it too strong.
Yeah, so but that's what happens when you put the cordial in first. It gets too strong.
No, it does
at the bottom, yes, it does.
No.
And the water does not mix it like you say it does.
Oh, my
it does
God.
Not do that
Who are you? You're not Australian.
It's just the way that we've had it done. It's the way that we did it. I actually think even in the TV commercials, they have the water in first and they put the cordial in second. That's where we got it from.
This is a revelation. I've known you for 11 years. I've never noticed you put the water in before the cordial first. That's amazing.
It's the things that divide this show, honestly. We're talking about beer. Beer went into cordial and how you mix your cordial. I always thought water went in first, then your cordial. It's easier to gauge if you need more.
I've never known anyone to put the water in first.
It fascinates me that you guys put in cordial first.
Liam and Aura Lee, how do you do it?
Hey, Jay, there's only two things I disagree with you. One, it goes in first. And the second thing is my Aurora Carey shouldn't come out until December.
Okay. So everything else you agree with me except for those two trivial things.
Yes, those two trivial things. I know it's only trivial, but they're the only two things I ever disagree with you with.
So let me get this straight. You put the cordial in first.
Cordial always goes in first. And I've done it the same way all 35 years I've been alive.
It doesn't mix it properly, though. That's my issue.
Oh, well, most people, well, I do. I stick my finger in and swirl it around afterwards.
See, if you put the water in first, then the cordial, you don't need to do that. You don't need to
but
do that.
But if you put the cordial in second, the cordial sits on the top.
I mean, look.
The syrupy cordial sits on top.
I can't believe we're talking about this. Honestly, we had a big win last night, the T20. The Aussies beat New Zealand by 8 wickets, and we're talking about how you mix your cordial. Thank you for the caller.
Shaz, in Rural View, do you put the water or the cordial in first?
Jay, you know I hate to take Dave's side, but it's cordial first, then the water.
Not to everybody, because I think they put it on Facebook and everybody on there, some people are saying water.
So if it's on Facebook, it's true. Wow.
No, I'm pretty sure on the TV commercials they had the water in first and the cordial second.
No, it doesn't mix properly.
Yeah,
when
so
I worked in the bars, it was always the cordial first, then the rest.
Oh, the patrons don't care. It tastes the same to them.
Exactly.
Shaz, do you know the song, the Cotty song?
My dad picks the fruit that goes to Cotties to make the cordial. I like best,
and that's water in first. Thank you.
No!
I think they missed that bit of the song out. Let us know on our Facebook page. Triple M Mackay with Sundays, you'll find us online. Beverly called, I'm sure she fell off the line, but I'm sure she was going to say water first, cordial second.
You keep believing that, Sunshine. Sorry, but no, cordial first.
Go to the comments on Facebook.
Okay, all right.
I'm reading them here because I don't trust you.
Okay, Narissa says cordial first. Charlene says cordial first. Hey, Mark, cordial. Mark, cordial.
Don't read out just the cordial ones. You're passing the ones that says water first.
There is none.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Jay and Dave in the morning. Quite embarrassed.
Oh, that won't be the first or the last time.
I have no doubt it won't be the last time in my life that I say those words. I'm embarrassed. I'm 41 years of age.
Yeah.
And it was only yesterday that I had realized, and it's been pointed out to me, that I've been saying a word incorrect for the last 41 years, folks.
Is it a hard word?
Well...
No
harder than February.
Oh, that is tough, though.
Why do they name that month, February?
No idea.
I say Uary, not February.
Yeah, I think every single Aussie does.
Yeah. Okay.
February.
Feb. We're going to say Feb from now on.
Yeah.
The word is, well, actually, I'll get you to say it first, that way I'm not setting myself up for failure.
Yeah.
So when you go to a place and they crack your spine and all that sort of stuff, what is that?
It's a chiropractor.
Okay. I nearly said the F word. Damn it!
Why? What have you been saying?
For the last 41 years, I've been saying chiropractic. I'm not even lying. I'm not
no
as in
way.
Jamie's like, say that word again. I said,
chiropractic.
Yeah. As in chiropractic. That's what I thought it was. As in C-H-O-I-R. And
oh, my God.
So this is hand on my heart legit story.
Yeah.
So for 41 years, I've recorded commercials in Mackay for these people before
yeah.
who do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
No one's ever pulled me up on that. I've always said chiropractic. I don't know why.
Is it because
I feel like I was away from school on the day that they taught people how to say chiropractic? It's not. It's
is that because when you go in there and they crack your back and you
go.
Feel really good?
I don't go to those places.
Don't you really?
No.
Oh, I love it. Makes you want to sing too.
Is it just me or is anybody else?
Chiropractic. That's nuts.
It's true. Like this for 41 years.
Wow. And finally, you've been pulled up on it.
Ruben, are you the same?
Jay, you must be a miracle baby.
Why?
Well, you're 41 years of age and you must have been speaking when you come out of the womb.
Hang on a second. I think it all started with his mum forgetting how to spell his name, Ruben.
That's very true.
I think he's a miracle baby.
No, I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but it's. You don't say the same thing, though? You always knew it was chiro?
I always say chiropractor.
Okay, all right.
Did you just say chiropractor?
Yeah, was that chiropractor?
See, nobody is saying it right. Nobody's saying it right. Yeah.
Okay. Good on you, Ruben.
Thank you, Ruben. Anyway.
So we've got a chiropractor and a chiropractor. they walk into a bar.
Wow. It's going to take me another 41 years to say chiropractic from now on. It's ridiculous.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
And the new Venom movie, Let There Be Carnage. We're all off to the movies November 24, so Wednesday next week.
Yep.
We're all heading out.
I've been to the movies for ages.
Neither have I, actually. I know they went through a rough patch with COVID last year and everything.
Mm.
But, yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually went and saw a movie. I can't even remember which one it was.
I can't remember either. It was this year. I went to see something. Clearly, it was a memorable movie. was this year, but before that.
Yeah.
Couple of years at least.
Wow. I am really looking forward to the new Venom movie though.
Mm.
Because I love the first one.
Let's marry these two things together. 1-3-5-3. When was the last time you went to the flicks? Every caller who gets on the air this morning in this topic here will come along to our preview screening next week.
Sounds like a plan. 1-3-5-3. Give us a call. We'll send you and a friend off.
Yeah.
Join us for the night, November 24. It's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think it's been a couple of years. It has been for me.
Yeah. Hmm. And you get to see this movie before everybody else, too, because it's the premiere.
And it releases the 25th, right?
That's right, yeah.
And this was delayed from October.
That's right, yes.
Because I was geared up for the movie in October.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they were like, no, we're going to do it in November now. I'm like, damn it.
I think the last one I saw at the movies was probably one of the Star Wars movies. That long ago.
Oh, boring. I think as you get older, do you go to movies as much as you used to when you were young? I don't know.
Not as much as when I was in my 20s, especially.
Yeah.
Because you want to go out midweek and you want to go have fun with your mates, you go out to see the movies. But, I don't know about these days.
Well, we've got our preview screening of Venom, Let There Be Carnage next Wednesday night. So not tomorrow, but following Wednesday.
I have to say, though, really looking forward to seeing this movie.
This looks like a great movie, actually. The first one was amazing. We want to know, how long has it been since you've been to the movies? And every person who gets on the air inside the next 5 minutes, you got some spots on the phones, 1-3-3-5-3. We'll send you off to our preview screening next Wednesday night.
Aaron in Beaconsfield, what was the last movie you saw, mate?
Honestly, it was probably about a week and a half ago.
Oh.
About the first time in 6 months.
What did you see?
Saw Eternals. So that new Marvels one.
Is it good? Do you rate it or not?
Yeah. Look, it's not as good as any of the other Marvel series, but I'd give it a 7, I guess.
All right. So, we'll come along to watch Venom with us next Wednesday night. Mate, stay there for a second. We'll grab some details from you. 133353 is the number.
Barbara in Blacks Beach. Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear. Last time you went to the movies?
4 years ago.
Oh wow.
All right.
Okay, what did you see? Can you remember?
I think it was one of the
Toxie
Marvel movies.
I feel like that is the only thing that comes out of the movies at the moment, right? There's an influx of these superhero movies. Well, we're going to send you off to the movies with us next Wednesday night. Stay there for a second. This one ain't looking poxy at all. It's a great flick.
Venom,
Let There Be Carnage, by the way.
I'm kind of looking forward to it as well. What about Tony in Beaconsfield? You looking forward to seeing this movie too?
Yeah, I certainly loved the first movie, so the second one probably just as good.
Does look good. When was the last time you went to the movies, though?
You know, the wife and I only brought this topic up on the weekend, and neither of us remember when or where what we saw.
Well, we're going to change that. Come along with us next Wednesday night, all right?
Certainly.
Date night for you.
We just won't hold your hands, we promise. 133353 is the number.
Let's go out to the leap. G'day, Hayley.
How you going?
Good. Well, last time you went to the movies?
Took my son to see Free Guy.
Oh, I saw that too, actually. But I saw that at home on the pay TV. It was on pay TV. That was a good movie.
What was that about?
I actually took my son to see it, and the next day it was on Disney for free.
But it's a big screen, and you got the sound and everything. It's a different experience.
It has Ryan Reynolds in it, and he's living in a computer game.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Mick Molloy yesterday afternoon, I know he's leaving Triple M, but geez, he came up with a really good topic yesterday. He was talking about the TV shows and movies that wouldn't make it today.
What do you mean?
You know, the whole cancel culture?
So wouldn't make it as in?
They wouldn't be made. Like Grease would never be made.
Why
with some
Grease
of the music.
Be made?
Have you heard some of the lyrics in the songs?
Yes. I've been in the production before.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be made in this day and age. Because of that that whole, like the Karens of the world, they'd go and complain about it. Even Kingswood Country, that was another one that was brought up as well. Kingswood Country, Ted Bullpit, there's no chance in hell you'd be able to see that on TV anymore.
I can understand a little bit of that. Like, that was a little bit edgy.
It was a great show in its day, but there's no chance with the types of topics that were coming up throughout the course of that that TV show. There's no chance. No chance it would be made.
Well, he said, was there movies as well, or was it just...
Yeah, movies. Oklahoma, I think, was a musical as well. Some of the lyrics in there was made up as well. Can you remember a TV show back in your childhood that you used to love watching?
No.
That would not be made now.
No, I can't.
Like, Hey Hey, It's Saturday. I know they just did the anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, there was some things, yeah, probably. Now that you mention it. Yeah. Now, watching that show... If that was on TV now, it would probably, you would have.
It was a little politically incorrect, wasn't it?
Social media. That's what it comes down to, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah, people on social media having an opinion, and then somebody else saying, yeah, I'm with you, Karen. That shouldn't have gone to air. Yeah, I'm also with you, other Karen.
Do you remember Keeping Up Appearances, Mrs. Bouquet?
Yes.
I don't think that would be made in this day and age either.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, there's a few things, like undertones there, that just would not be made whatsoever.
133353, let's take some calls on this.
Yeah, 133353, what TV show from the past would be cancelled if it was made today? Even Aggro. It wouldn't be made
not
today.
Not Aggro. Right?
It wouldn't be made today.
Oh, I don't think some of the outtakes would have...
If you saw the show at the Mech, that last one, never. Never.
The puppets going at it.
Like Married with Children.
Oh,
Al Bundy. That would never be made now.
But it's so relevant to a lot of people.
Well, yes.
Some of the content of those shows.
Well, every single topic they brought up was obviously about that time.
Aggro's Cartoon Connection.
Yeah.
Like from the 90s. That's getting quite a few hits on our Facebook page this morning. What else people are saying on social media?
Monkey Magic. Veronica says, "Oh, I don't know about that.
How was that?
Well, I thought that was quite wholesome.
Kate says, The Muppet Show, Kingswood Country, Michael says. Married with children, like you say.
Yeah.
Mind Your Language, Welcome Back, Cotter. Love Thy Neighbour. I don't even know what that is, but I'm sure I've seen it online somewhere.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Aggro, unfortunately. I know, Nicole. 133-53 is the number.
Mick in Grass Tree Beach, which show would be cancelled today?
Hey, you're just on the head with Aggro now. And a little bit of blankety blanks. I don't know about you guys, but I reckon there's far and way too many Karens in the business.
Yeah, way too many Karens these days. We know that.
Blankety blanks.
Blankety blanks was a great show.
Yeah, I think that was. I think edgy shows are probably. I find them more fun. Well, sorry if I'm going to offend anybody. 133-53 to Rural View. Dennis, g'day.
Good morning, guys.
Now, TV shows that would have been cancelled today if they were made.
Oh, definitely Benny Hill.
Oh my God, yes.
He was rude, crude, and did it very well.
I think that's why we like that show, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I love got the away with it.
Oh, exactly right. I think that's why.
It was always the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Chasing the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Great show. But, yeah, you can't do that anymore. 133-53. You'll have to chase the ladies and the men. Peter in Walkeston. G'day, mate.
G'day, how are you?
Good.
What's the TV show from the past that'll be cancelled today?
The Benny Hill Show.
Oh, we were just talking about that one.
What a great show that was, though.
Oh, absolutely. Brilliant it was, yes.
A lot of content in that show that probably never see the light of day. And our younger folk are going, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. Google it.
Even Are You Being Served, do you remember that? Mm. In the department store? Brian, in Slade Point, how you doing?
Yeah, good, man.
All right, what's a TV show that would be cancelled today if it was made?
Mate, it'd have to be Benny Hill, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's three in a row. That's three in a row.
Could you imagine that today?
Oh,
no.
It wouldn't even air. I think 10 minutes in, it would be pulled off the air.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, good on you, Brian.
Thank you for the call. But I agree, though. Are you keeping up? Appearances. Keeping up appearances
was Mrs. Bouquet, but that's Are You Being Served?
Sorry, that's the one.
Yep. Yeah.
Are You Being Served?
Mrs. Slocum's, you know what?
Cat.
The cats.
Let's not say the other word. I don't feel like getting in trouble this morning.
Well, there you go. There's another podcast successfully done.
I wouldn't use the word successfully.
Well, there's another podcast done.
Moderately done. Mediocrely done. Is that even a word? Mediocrely?
Well, that typifies the podcast.
If you're in Mackay in the Wind Sundays, listen to us twice weekdays, 5:30 on 98.7 in Mackay, 92.3 in the Wind Sundays. If you're not in Mackay Wind Sundays, why, firstly? And secondly, you can catch us here live, 5:30 weekdays on the Listener app.